hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We are going to try to get our arms around what's going on in Russia. There may be a coup d'etat occurring. Vladimir Putin apparently has gotten on an airplane and left Moscow on his way to St. Petersburg. We're going to bring in a great old friend of mine, Fred Flights. Fred has a long history in national security. During the Trump years, he was chief of staff at the National Security Council. Fred, thank you for doing this on an emergency last-minute basis. Fred, I am reading from the New York Sun. You are familiar with that online newspaper. Russia scholar and contributor David Satter is reporting, quote, Russia is on the brink. Russia's mercenary army is racing for Moscow. That's Yevgeny Prigozhin and his Wagner group. And they're talking about the question is whether Russian troops will open fire on Prigozhin's men. Considering the Russian army is totally demoralized, Russians are angry about Putin's conscription programs. Videos from the various republics of Russia, Barashia, Sakha, Tuvas, they're all defecting from the Russian army, and Putin is in a heap of trouble here. So, Freddie, what can you tell us? What do you know? What do you think's going on here?
Larry, it's great to be here. There's a lot that we don't know. There's a lot of theories of what's going on. At a minimum, this is tremendous news for Ukraine and the Ukrainian army. Mm. There were predictions that their counteroffensive was going badly or going very slowly. They may now win now that Russian because Russian military forces are fighting with each other. What we have to see is will Russian military forces, will Russian intelligence forces, paramilitary forces, will they flip and back the Wagner group? Now, they have 25,000 troops. We know in the first city that the occupied Russian troops and the Russian people seem to be embracing these mercenaries. So I think in the next 24 to 48 hours, we will see. I mean, the likelihood is that most coups fail, that this will not succeed, but it is a very dangerous situation, and this war is very unpopular, and, we're just going to have to see what happens.
Yeah, but the original reports was that the Wagner Group guy, Yevgeny Prigozhin, was rebelling against the Russian defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, if I'm pronouncing his name right, Fred. But this looks like a revolt against Vladimir Putin as well. And it looks like the unpopularity of that war in Russia, inside Russia with the conscription and whatnot, is going to weigh heavily on this. And so I guess, is this going to be like, you had this about 20 years ago. Do you remember when Yeltsin almost had a coup d'etat with the Duma and he had to send tanks into the streets and so forth? I mean, what are the reports telling us? Do we know?
Well, there are very dangerous signs. We understand that dump trucks have been set up to block access to Moscow. Machine guns have been set up outside of Moscow. Putin and senior officials reportedly have fled Moscow for St. Petersburg. Now, we don't know that those reports are true. They could be, it could be disinformation. We also know that it's hard for information to get around Russia. Whether the Russian people are aware of this, we don't know that. But I think that's something that the Ukrainians and this Wagner group leader is going to be promoting.
You know, I'm just reading this again from the New York Sun, which loves to cover Seth Lipsky and company. They love to cover the foreign stories, and they've got people over there. Reporter James Brooke is saying, Russia's little-known republics in videos from places like Buryatia, Sakha, Tuva, speakers appeal to their countrymen to defect from the Russian army and to come home and fight for their homeland's independence, okay? It's like a second front. And, Fred, there was here, this is the October coup of 1993, a constitutional crisis that pitted Boris Yeltsin against the Duma. There was fighting in the streets. Eventually, Yeltsin ordered army tanks to shell the White House, where Duma members had gathered, the tanks prevailed. 147 people died, and the parliamentary revolt failed. It goes on to say the next 48 hours will define the new status of Russia, either a full-fledged civil war or a negotiated transition of power or a temporary respite before the next phase of the downfall of the Putin regime. I mean, the downfall of the Putin. What is the story? You know this? You ever met this Yevgeny Prigozhin?
No, I haven't. And we don't know what's happening. This might be true, but in warfare, there's a lot of disinformation. We don't know what's going on. But, you know, it is interesting that leaders of these outer Russian republics are calling for fighters in the army to defect, because those are the people who are doing the dying. Russia is not conscripting in Moscow. It's conscripting in other republics.
Oh.
The elite, the well-educated in Moscow, their children are largely not going to war. It's from the other republics. And, you know, these republics, they're not particularly loyal to Moscow.
Huh. That's very interesting. You don't suppose this would wind up being a Russian withdrawal from the Ukraine?
I think we have to consider that possibility. Look, if this leads to a huge win by the Ukrainian army and this attempted coup, even if it fails, it's going to put enormous pressure on Putin. I mean, we were talking a few weeks ago that Ukraine's going to have to agree to peace talks. It can't possibly win. Russia's going to grind out a war of attrition. Well, maybe that was wrong, and that the Russian regime is in serious peril. And it's just fascinating that the head of the Wagner Group, who is a bloodthirsty mercenary, is telling the truth about this invasion, that it wasn't about demilitarizing Ukraine. It wasn't about denazifying. What an offensive concept. It was a fraud. So this guy told the truth. I hope the Russian people hear him.
So what's Putin's status? What kind of support do you think he has?
He's a former KGB chief. He has, I think, considerable forces behind him to protect him. But there's a limit to that. If the military turns, if parts of the intelligence service start to turn, and if it's true he left Moscow, that's just an astounding development.
Yeah,
but again, we don't know that that's true. We hear these reports. If I was running Ukrainian propaganda, I would certainly put that out, whether it was true or not.
It seems like he wants to get out of Dodge. That can't be good for Putin. I mean, just the fact that the rumors are out there. What's Joe? The White House has been silent on this, I think.
I think that's the right thing to do. I think Joe Biden has made a number of statements that haven't helped the situation here. Let's see how this plays out. Look, if the Wagner Group takes over Russia, that's not a good thing either. They're not in favor of democracy. Mm. They may launch their own wars of aggression in the future. You know, so we have to be careful what we wish for here.
Well, you can't imagine a worse time to have a worse president than Joe Biden right now. I mean, internally he's getting clobbered. All the corruption charges are coming home to roost. He's mishandled Ukraine from day one anyway. Your point, you know, Fred, your point about it looked like a stalemate in Ukraine up until up until 24 hours ago. You know what, Fred Flights, stick around. Will you just hang on? Stay on the phone. I got to take a quick commercial break. I want to talk some more with you about this. Folks, we're trying to parse through what is going on in Russia. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will come back with my pal Fred Flights from the National Security Council during the Trump administration, former CIA analyst. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, Anacool, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. I'm talking with Fred Flights, former Chief of Staff of the National Security Council. We're talking about the news regarding Russia, whether it's a coup d'etat, whether it's a revolt. The so-called mercenaries, the Wagner Group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, who himself is a thug. His private army is I guess, Fred, they've taken one town south of Moscow. Now, I'm reading the Wall Street Journal is saying Russian aircraft was bombing these Wagner troops. I don't know if you saw that.
I did, and it's really amazing to see that these two Russian military forces are fighting against each other. And the root of this is that the Wagner group was frustrated that it wasn't getting the ammunition and support it needed to fight its battles. And the Russian military was upset that the Wagner group wasn't winning. So they've been feuding for some time. And the head of the group just got so frustrated, he decided to rebel. And, the initial reports look like there's popular support for this rebellion. But these are very early reports. We don't know whether this is going to be the trend.
They keep saying his private army of 25,000. Does that number strike you as right, or is it larger, or is it smaller?
That's the number that we're hearing, but he's trying to get Russian troops to defect. So if he's succeeding, he could have a larger number. And the head of this group is a very well-respected general. There will be officers and soldiers in the Russian army who will follow him.
Who's this, Prigozhin?
Prigozhin.
And he was a Russian general?
He's a Russian general. He's very close to Putin. And the fact that Putin had to turn to a mercenary army because his incompetent military was losing just says a lot about the state of the Russian military and just the judgment of Putin and his senior officials that they sent an army that wasn't capable of fighting this war into battle.
Huh. Boy, that is something. So what happens? Russian army people could defect on the road to Moscow? Is that what we're thinking?
Well, there are reports of Russian army, Russian soldiers coming to the Wagner group in Rostov. And Rostov is the headquarters of Russian military operations in southern Ukraine. That's where the war is right now. So it has huge implications for the war effort in a counteroffensive that the Ukrainians were sort of expected not to do too well. They may have made some limited gains. They need to take out this land bridge between Crimea and Russia. If they did that, it could have enormous implications for whether Putin could continue the war. And given this development, maybe that's going to happen.
Wait a second. Walk me through that again. There is a land bridge between Russia and Crimea, right? That's down south. And you're saying what?
Well, that's the battle in this counteroffensive. If Crimea is cut off, the Russians can't provide it with troops. They can't provide it with supplies. It will be difficult for Russia to hold Crimea. And that's why the Russians are dug in so heavily in areas of this land bridge with landmines and fortifications. And the expectation was that the Russians were going to hold it. They're going to lose some territory, but they would keep that land bridge. But with the headquarters going down with this rebellion, and you can imagine what this will do for the morale of Russian troops in the region, it's a huge boost for the Ukrainians.
Does the Ukrainians have air power that could take out the Russian troops around this bridge?
The Russians still have air superiority. The Ukrainians have missiles, but that's a big problem. When you're trying to fight against a dug-in enemy and you don't have air power, that's a problem.
So come back to me on this Rostov military base business. That's like a command and control operation?
Rostov is, and there's a longer name for it. I don't know the full name. Rostov is the headquarters for the Russian army's operation in southern Ukraine. And that's where, that's the focus of the fighting right now, the fighting to take back this land bridge that Russia established between Russia and Crimea.
So the Wagner Group troops have taken Rostov.
Yes.
Apparently they've taken the city hall. They've taken everything.
They've taken the city. They may have taken other cities, but, you know, we don't know just yet. Now, Wagner Group forces are not fighting against the Ukrainian army right now in this counteroffensive. They pulled back some time ago. So the effect of this will be the command and control of the forces that are trying to withstand the counteroffensive in this land bridge, and whether there's going to be more defections.
I'm going to assume there are plenty of Russian generals and colonels in Rostov, and they may have been taken hostage, or what?
That wouldn't be surprising. But, this is mutiny. And, if you're going to play the game of mutiny, you're really taking your life in your own hands, because, if the coup fails, you're dead. Mm. So these people are going to have to make some very grave decisions on who to follow here.
Do they have, does this Wagner army have air power?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I haven't read that anyplace yet, but I don't know. I don't know anything.
Well, they have tanks. They have artillery.
Right.
I don't know whether they have air power.
And we don't know where Putin is. We don't know if he got to St. Petersburg. We don't really know if he left Moscow. The presumption, he addressed Russia. I don't know what was in that dress, because there's not enough time in between segments for me to figure out. Here's the New York Times. Russia in crisis as mercenary revolt threatens Putin. Kremlin mobilizes forces against group leader who has claimed southern city. Here's what we know about Russia. I don't know if the New York Times coverage is any good or not. Whoops, I'm moving away from the microphone because my computer is away. Hold on a second. I'm moving the mic closer. The Wagner chief's broadside against the Russian military establishment has escalated tensions drastically, but it isn't yet clear how much of a threat the situation poses to the Kremlin. So that's your point, Fred. We don't have enough information yet.
And I expect that a lot of the reports we're hearing are wrong. If it's true that Putin fled Moscow, that will have an enormous effect on morale and his ability to lead. That's the wrong thing to move in a situation like this. That suggests that his hold on power is seriously being threatened. That could mean his downfall is coming.
Huh. And if his downfall comes, who takes over?
That's a real problem. If
General
the Wagner group takes control of Russia, we are not going to have... We could have a country that's even more hostile to the United States than what we have right now.
Well, that's an interesting point. Months ago, I remember talking to General Jack Keane, who we tried to get him, but he's on Fox News broadcasting right now. But General Keane told me that it's like... After Putin, the next five guys are worse than Putin, and they will be more hostile to the United States. In other words, they're even hawkier than Putin is.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. My colleague, General Keith Kellogg with the America First Policy Institute, he's been warning we have to be careful what we wish for. And let's say something really bizarre happens and that these Russian republics decide to break away and Russia breaks up. That's not a good thing either. What happens to Russia's arsenal? Will we have a bunch of mini Putins across, the former nation of Russia? There are a lot of bad developments here. How will China cash in if Russia starts to break up?
Yeah, Fred, our former boss Trump was right to try to, Trump talking about a negotiated peace. I mean, he said 24 hours, but putting that aside, this is a bad story all around, and it's an unstable story. And Russia does have all these nuclear weapons, and who knows what could possibly happen here. And we could talk forever about, Biden's policies. Did Biden give them enough weapons? Did the weapons come in soon enough? A lot of people, including Jack Keane, felt that Biden was late to the party. He was always, a day late and a dollar short. It's just a highly unstable situation.
Yeah, I think that's right. But President Trump was exactly right. We need a negotiated settlement here. We have to stop the killing. I don't think Ukraine will win a long war of attrition. Now, we may be in a different situation now where it's possible that Russia's going to fall or will have to withdraw from Ukraine because of this internal fighting. But I think that as unjust as Russia's invasion of Ukraine is, putting up with a long-term war of attrition that lasts years and utterly destroys the country of Ukraine, that's not the right outcome. That's not the moral outcome either. I think that's where President Trump is.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trail and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best-kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Yeah, and of course, financially pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into this story makes it even harder. I mean, they're just, you know, the support's not there for it in the House. I don't think the support's there for it in the country. You want democracy and you want freedom, but you have to have a certain amount of what I would call Kissinger-type realism here, don't you? I mean, you have to look at it. Ukraine's not going to get the Russians out. I mean, it's just not going to happen now. Maybe if Russian forces withdraw because of this Wagner Group business, I mean, maybe that's a different ballgame. I don't know. I'll give you the last word, Fred Flights.
I don't agree with Kissinger very often, but I think on Russia, he's right. Yeah. And I think on China, he's right, that we have to have dialogue with heads of state of our adversaries. That's something this administration doesn't seem to understand.
Yeah, no, I get it. Anyway, Fred Flights, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and your help. We'll watch this as it plays out, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of the break, it all seems mundane right now, but I did want to talk to the most eminent Federal Reserve scholar I know, and that's John Taylor from the Hoover Institute out at Stanford. Is the Federal Reserve going to destroy our economy in the name of fighting inflation? I'm Kudlow. We're going to take a break, and we will come back.
Larry Kudlow.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.